The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome each and every one of us to tonight's Wisdom Impartation Service. And I trust God that God is going to bless somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. I want us all to appreciate our Father in the Lord by jamming our hands together for this wonderful man of God. I believe you can do better than that. Let's celebrate this wonderful servant of God. Sir, we appreciate you. We thank you for this great opportunity that you have given unto me. I thank you personally for the opportunity you have given unto me to minister to God's people tonight and to serve in this ministry. I pray that God will bless you continually in the name of Jesus. I also want to appreciate Mama in the house this evening. Let's jam our hands together for her. Ma, we pray that the Lord will bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. We really appreciate your support. I pray that your cup will be full and running over with the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We are going to be continuing in our series, the Supernatural Escape and Preservation Series. Supernatural Escape and Preservation Series. And as we go on tonight, I want you to know that God has destined us to be preserved. We are not for destruction at all. Last week we talked about supernatural escape via immunity. Escape means to be free from calamity and evil. It means safety from affliction and reproach. Papa shared with us last week and he gave several meaning of what it means to escape supernaturally. One of it was that it means safety from affliction, safety from reproach and shame, safety from destruction, safety from calamity, safety from evil. And he went further to say that God is interested in your safety as much as he's interested in your salvation. God is so much interested in your safety as much as he is interested in your salvation. God is not only interested in your salvation, he's equally, much equally interested in your safety. Because if you are not saved, your salvation will be of no use. The person that is saved and dies tomorrow is of no use to God. You find the person is going to make heaven. But what about the souls that person is supposed to save? Because we are to bear fruit after our own kind. So God is interested in your safety as much as he's interested in your salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And that is why we are going to be continuing in this same series tonight. Praise the Lord. In the book of Psalm chapter 84 verse 11, it says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield." He's a sun and a shield. He's a sun and a shield. That is, God is going to illuminate your life and God is going to preserve you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Papa went on to talk extensively on the word immunity and the vital requirement for divine immunity. And I want us to know that the key requirement is salvation. 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 Kingdom stewardship. Faith. The word of God. Righteousness. And several others. And tonight we are going to continue in the same series and we are going to be treating the topic, laws for divine health. Laws for divine what? Health. Laws for divine health under the Supernatural Escape and Preservation series. Turn with me to the book of 3 John verse 2. The book of 3 John verse 2. Hallelujah. The Bible says there, that God wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Beloved, I wish above all things. It is the wish of God that you and I be in health, perfect health. Praise the Lord. God wants every child of his to walk in perfect health. And at no time did we hear that Jesus Christ was sick or healed. The Bible made us to know that Moses at 120 years was not weak. The Bible says he was strong. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. The Bible said this man was what? He was strong. It says, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. That is, there was no form of ill health or sickness around him. You know, these days when someone is like 70 years old and is complaining of something, their old age disease, me. It's old age disease. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. I used to tell my wife that I'm not going to have any old age disease because that is not my portion. Praise the Lord. It says at 120, his eyes were not dim. He wasn't wearing glasses. Neither were his natural force abated. You know, Papa used to say something that it means if Moses at 120 enter into the room with a lady, the lady will come out smiling with a perfect gift. Hallelujah, of a baby. Praise the Lord. He wasn't weak at all. He was strong, vital, full of energy. And that is the portion of each and every one of us. Divine health is for us. Turn to your neighbor, divine health. Tell the person, divine health is for you. I want us to know that divine health is much better than divine healing. I believe in healing. And I thank God for healing. Because God is going to heal somebody here this evening in the name of Jesus. In fact, God has already healed somebody here this evening. You don't believe it? I said God has already healed somebody here this evening. If you don't believe it, I believe it. Because I know it. Hallelujah. Divine health is better than divine healing. As much as divine healing is good, and that is one of the benefits of being a child of God. But I tell you, divine health is better. You know why? Because when you have health, you don't need healing. Hello? Somebody that is healed means the person has been sick before. Now the person is now healed. So the person has moved from healing to health. So health supersedes healing. You will not lose your health in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people go about seeking for healing. Yeah, that's good. But I tell you, health supersedes. I seek for health. Turn to your neighbor, seek for your health. The book of Exodus chapter 15 verse 26 says, if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and do that which is right. He says, I will not and do that which is right in his sight and we give ear to his command and commandment and keep his what? And keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. That is, you will not suffer ill health. Your health will be perfect because God is going to shield you that none of these diseases will come near you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe, like I said, in divine healing. But I tell you, divine health supersedes. And that is what you will be enjoying from today in the name of Jesus. Quickly, we need to know what are the laws for divine health. There are some laws. There are some rules that we need to know and understand so that we can enjoy divine health. You see, for example, if you pray all you want, but you don't follow certain laws and rules, there are certain things that will not be established. I don't know if you get that. Pray all you want to pray, and you are not following certain principles and certain rules, certain things will not happen. You can fast and pray from now till eternity. If you are not a giver, you cannot prosper. Because the law of prosperity is tied to giving. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your giving is the key to your prosperity. So it is not prayer that makes you to prosper. It is how much you give. There is he that scattereth, yet does what? Increaseth. There is he that withholdeth, that more than it's needed, and tendeth to what? Penury. Simple law. Say, cast thy bread upon the waters, and in few days you will do what? You get it back. You see, there are some laws that we must follow for us to enjoy certain things. So, I'm going to be dividing these laws into two major categories: the physical law and the spiritual laws. The laws for divine health. I'm dividing them into two major categories: the physical laws and the spiritual laws. Number one, under the physical law, is eat well. Just two words. Eat well. You need to know that you are what you eat. You are what you eat. I'm what I eat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you eat junks, your body will end up becoming junks. If you eat fresh, your body will end up becoming fresh. I take that again. If you are the type that loves eating junks, your body will end up producing the fruits of junks. Junk fruit. Things that are not right will start manifesting. And if you are the type that eat fresh, your body will begin to produce freshness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you eat carbonated or you drink carbonated drinks often, you will get your body carbonized. Hallelujah. You are not getting it. Mama, you don't like that. That's the truth. If you are the type that you are busy drinking carbonated drinks, I tell you, you get your body carbonated. And when you are carbonated, you are tending towards something that is not pleasant. Praise the Lord. Time will not permit me to go into the science of that. But if you want to know, see me after the service. I will download very well for you. I'm not against those that produce carbonated drinks. In fact, I've worked for one of them before as a very young boy. But I tell you, from my experience in those places, those things are not good for our health. As much as possible, avoid them. Don't let your appetite drive you, but rather drive your appetite. I want you to know that 80% of sickness and diseases emanate from what you eat and drink. 80% of diseases and sickness emanate from what you eat and drink. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Daniel, chapter 1. I will be reading from verse 3 to 8. Because of time, I'm going to read through or possibly paraphrase it. The king had some people, some Hebrew children, Daniel, Meshach, and Abednego. These four guys were people taken from Israel to Babylon. And the king separated them so that they can be what? They can be nurtured and they can minister unto him. But in verse 8, the Bible says, Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of Enoch that he might not defile himself. Now God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the Enoch. Now, this guy decided that they would not be eating the meat and the drink of the king, but rather they just want to be eating just fresh fruits, just beans, leaves, and things that are not defiling. And the Bible says in verse, if you go to the end of that particular place, in verse 20, and in verse 19, and the king communed with them, and among them was found none like Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In verse 16, thus Melzam, that's the Enoch, took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them what? Pulse. Pulse is a legume, just fruits. And after a while, these guys, they outshine every other person. What you eat goes a long way to determine how healthy you will live in life. also what you drink. If you eat healthy food, you will remain healthy. I want you to know this, that everything that you put into your mouth has the potential to produce life or death. Everything that you drink, everything that you put through your mouth has the potential to produce life or death. There are some food that they taste delicious, but packaged inside it is the way of destruction. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is what? Destruction. There are some food that are laced with additives, and these additives work on your system and start making them to misbehave and to produce what is not. Praise the Lord. A couple of days ago, myself and Papa were talking about sugar. Then I was telling Papa, I said, the sugar that many people take for sweetness is actually poison. Yeah. If you want to know, pour plenty sugar inside water. Practical now. Let's do practical. Plenty sugar. Soak it in water till it forms a thick paste. Leave it outside for the next 30 days. You won't see any growth or any insect coming inside near it. Not a single ant. Soak plenty in water. Boil it. Make it thick. Put it there. They won't come near. Don't burn it. Just boil slightly to dissolve it. Keep soaking it until it can't dissolve again. It's a preservative on its own. They won't come near. Why? Because they don't want to die. You see, there are a lot of things that we put into our body that are actually very harmful. Stay away from carbs. That's carbonated drinks, as much as possible. Rather, replace it with water. If you want to know the volume of water that you should eat, you should take in per day, take your body weight, divide it by 2. Your body weight in pounds, divide it by 2. That will give you the amount of ounces or liters of water that you are supposed to take. An average person is supposed to take like 3 to 6 liters of water every day. Yeah. Now, you might be asking yourself, I will just be drinking water. How come? It's very simple. 500 ml in the morning before breakfast, if you are the type that don't fast. 500 ml after breakfast, another 500 ml. Mid-afternoon, 500 ml. Afternoon, 500 ml. Evening before your meal, 500 ml. You are already heading towards 2 liters. And one of the ways you can know if you are dehydrated when you go to wee-wee. If you are dehydrated, your urine will be colored. If you are hydrated, it will be clear, crystal. Praise the Lord. You know, and the more dehydrated you become, the more acidic your body becomes. And most of these things thrive in acidic medium. And that is why eating plenty meat is dangerous. There are some people, they want to eat, they will put beans, egg, meat, fish, a bottle of Coke, and bread. That person is killing himself or herself. These are simple laws. Eat well. Turn to your neighbor, eat well. Number 2, for lack of time, I can come back to that one later because I really want us to get it very well. Number 2 is rest well. Turn your Bible to the book of Psalm 127, verse 2. The Bible said, He giveth His beloved what? Sleep. He giveth them what? Sleep. Why will God give His beloved sleep? Because sleep is necessary. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I want us to understand that God does not want you and I to suffer in life. He does not want you and I to suffer any form of affliction in any way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Affliction should not be our portion. Rest is very important to your body. It helps you, it helps your cells and nerves to return back from the excited state after the day's activity. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, that God rested from his work, from all his works. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them, verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his works which he has made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. God rested. Brethren, you need some time to rest. Praise the Lord. Inadequate rest reduces the body immunity. It tones down your body immunity power. And that is why it is advised that you take adequate rest. Then you might be saying, but we should pray at night. Wake up at night and pray. Yes. Yes. It's needed. But there should be balance. And let me say this. The amount of rest that A needs may not be the amount of rest that B needs. There are some of us that by the grace of God and by the mercies of God, we've been able to condition our body to suit certain pattern of rest. Hello? You say, but Papa said he usually sleeps like maybe 4 hours in a day. So Pastor Moshe is not saying we should sleep 6 hours. Is that not contradictory? No. It's not. Don't copy Papa. Hello? Because the grace he carries, you are not carrying it. It's simple. Wisdom is profitable. When you get to that level, you carry the same grace, you can do the same. But for now, rest when you need to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, we need to understand this. Rest is important. You might be saying, Papa sleeps 4 hours. Yes, some of us does. But you can ask, if I'm sleeping, carry the biggest drum and begin to beat it. I won't hear. Ask my wife. 2 hours is like 8 hours. I sleep like a baby. As in, 2 hours. Even if the heat is much and I want to sleep, I'll sleep. Yeah? Praise the Lord. I will sleep and even dream. To tell you how deep it is. So you see, we must understand that taking adequate rest is important. Every night you sleep, your body goes into a type of repair mode to regenerate and rejuvenate and to recharge your immune system with adequate power. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If rest is not needed, God will not say, Bible will not say, God give his word, his beloved, sleep. I pray that God will give us wisdom in the name of Jesus. Because of time, my time is fast spent. Number 3, avoid anxiety. Avoid what? Anxiety. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your needs be made known unto God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, down to 8. Being anxious, being careful for nothing. I love the scripture. It says, be careful for nothing. That is, don't put too much burden on yourself. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Please go to verse 8. Go to verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Don't bother yourself with what you are passing through. Be anxious for nothing. You know, this afternoon, I went to pick my kids and I stopped over at a place to have, just to do something. And I saw one young man, he was looking so beaten and battered, and he was just there like that. At first, I was looking at him that this guy doesn't look nice. I didn't want to talk. But after a while, I went up to him. I said, young man, what is wrong with you? Then he said, he needed transport to travel home, and he doesn't have. I said, is that why you are beating yourself? I said, where are you going? He mentioned the state. I said, how much is the transport? He mentioned. I said, okay, that can be solved. Praise the Lord. You see, we must understand that. And I told him, I said, think from now to tomorrow, it will not put money in your hand. Rather, you start having headache. And you know, when you are anxious and you worry, you create an imbalance in your system. Your body begins to release free radicals. Your body begins to release toxin into itself. Praise the Lord. And that is why when you go about frowning, boning, you are actually doing more damage than good. Laughter is good. It's one of the best medicine. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22 says, a merry what? Heart is like medicine. A merry heart is like medicine. But what? But a broken spirit dried up the bones. Hey. A merry heart does good like a medicine. That is when you are happy. But a broken spirit dried up the bones. That is create sickness. A broken spirit creates sickness. Cause ill health. Take away the health. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Anxiety is a weapon of the devil to rob man of his peace. And where no peace is, there must be chaos. And where there is chaos, disease and illness thrive. When the devil puts anxiety, he takes away the peace and replaces it with chaos. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. I said that will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Brethren, don't worry yourself over nothing. Don't worry yourself over what? Over nothing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, chapter 11 verse 28, the Bible says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise the Lord. Cast all your cares upon him. Cast all your burdens upon him. By the way, your worry, can he solve the problem? No. It can't. So why worry? Number four, laws. Physical law. Number four, law number four is cleanliness and good hygiene. Cleanliness and good hygiene. Most often, diseases are caused by lack of good hygiene. Generally, cleanliness helps keep away diseases and germs causing illness. I want you to know just a simple hand washing practice can save you from dangerous diseases and illness. You know, sometimes ago in this part of the world, we don't have the practice of washing our hands. But thank God for something that happened a couple of years back. Ebola. When Ebola came, everybody started washing their hands. Praise the Lord. And a lot of people don't know that that actually saves you from a lot of trouble. One of the most loaded things on earth with microorganisms and germs is money. Yeah, currency. Because Babalata has touched it. Yabonikwamo has touched it. This one has touched it. Some people have even put it where they are not supposed to put it. And they sweat on it and they bring it out. And you know, so many things have come upon it. And now they give it to you. Then you hold it and put it. Then the next is somebody is selling guguru. Hey, give me guguru. You have passed the thing. Praise the Lord. Wash your hand. Just simple hygiene. Cleanliness, they say, is next to godliness. Praise the Lord. God himself detests uncleanliness. And it is natural that illness will thrive where God is not present. When God is not there, illness will thrive. And God cannot stay where there is uncleanliness. Because he's a clean God. So illness will thrive. Cleanliness. Simple hygiene. There are some people, the pot they used to cook 3 days ago, they are still keeping it. Pot that you used to cook. Some people can soak their hands for 5 days. Before washing and after washing, then they will just spread it. They will not even bother to iron, to kill the germs. Then they will wear it and say, ah, something is happening. Why would something not happen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the truth. Something must happen. Then you say, Papa, Pastor, pray for me. I've been having running stomach or this or that. Brethren, cleanliness. Buying fruit, you buy a simple fruit, wash it before you eat. Simple hygiene. I pray that God will bless us in Jesus' name. Number five, under this law, is regular exercise. Regular exercise. Don't be idle. Don't be lazy. Don't be weak. You see, if you buy a car, a brand new car from Toyota Avensis, 2016 model, drive it from Lagos to Ilorin, cruise it around for a week, then park it for the next 6 months, then pick it out again. I tell you, that car will develop fault. Simple as ABC. Drive it from Lagos to Ilorin, cruise it for 1 week, then park it. Don't touch it, don't do anything, just leave it in the rain and sun for the next 1 year. Then after that, say, it's a brand new car, put your key and start it. It won't answer you. And even if it starts, by the time you drive from here to Sawmill, something will start making noise. Why? Because you are not running it. Why? Because you are not exercising it. Do not keep your body idle. Be active. Turn to your neighbor, say, be active. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, it says, for bodily exercise profited little. Bodily exercise. That is, there is even still at least some profit. Paul the apostle was saying, look, bodily exercise, there is profit. But godliness is profitable unto all things. And that leads us to the spiritual laws quickly because of time. Hallelujah. To the spiritual laws. Number one on the spiritual law is what? Be godly, be spirit-filled. Be godly and be spirit-filled. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. But bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of life that is now and of that which is to come. The Spirit of God cannot be in a place where there is illness. And where the Spirit of God is, illness and diseases cannot stay. Praise the Lord. He who walks in the Spirit enjoys the covering of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And you know, the fire on your altar spiritually keeps away unwanted beasts. When you are vibrant spiritually, unwanted sickness and illness cannot have dominion over you. Say, the rod of the wicked shall not fall upon the lot of the righteous. Why? Because the righteous carries the Spirit of God. Be spiritual. Be godly. Number two, under that category, live a Bible studious life. Live a Bible studious life. Live a Bible studious life. I purposely did not put it studious life because you can be studious in carnal things. Hello? There are some people that are very studious in carnal things. Very, very studious in carnal things. It's only those bad books they will read. But be studious in the Bible. Live by the word. The word of God brings life. The word living brings healthy living. Life breeds life. Death, we breed death. Life, we bring what? Life. And the Bible said the word of God is life. So when you feed your spirit man, you feed your spirit man continually with the word of God, the spirit man lives in the body. And the spirit man controls the body because the spirit controls the physical. Definitely, sickness and disease cannot reign in your mortal body. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, not verse 2. Praise the Lord. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear unto my saying. Verse 21. Let not thy heart, let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart. Verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The word of God is health to your flesh. The word of God is health to your flesh. It is health to your soul. Praise the Lord. Diseases and sicknesses cannot thrive where the word of God is adequate. It is inadequacy of the word of God that gives room for them to play around with your health. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word of God is filled with vitamins. It's filled with supplements that help nourish your soul, your mind, and your body. Number three, fasting and prayers. Fasting helps to detoxify the body. Fasting is not only a spiritual exercise. Fasting is also a way of toning your body and bringing it back to shape. There are so many chemicals that flies around. You know, a study was conducted some years back on some couple of women that gave birth, and they took the placentas of the baby and they did analysis, toxicological analysis on the fluid from those placentas. And they discovered over 283 chemicals in those samples, and out of which 181 were carcinogenic and harmful. Praise the Lord. That is from birth, as a result of what the mother is breathing in. The perfume you are spraying has chemical. The cream has chemical. The roll-on has chemical. The everything around has chemical in them. And some of these things has little amount of harmful substances. So you need to detoxify. Detoxify with fasting. Fasting helps to cleanse them out. Have you not noticed that when you are fasting, when you go to the toilet, you pass out some things, you see the way they look. The body detoxifies. Especially when you fast and you do fruit fast. 7 days, you break only with fruits. How many of you can try that? At least that should be done once a year, minimum, for everybody, adult. I do it. Fast, fruit fast. It's not easy. No sugar, no salt, nothing. 1 week, fruits only. Cleanse your body. You come out younger, looking fresher, looking stronger. It's hard, but it's good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I remember when I did it, the last time I did it, at the 50th day, my wife was hitting some things, and I was looking. Ah, messy. And she was munching it. I said, God. But I thank God I completed it. 7 days. That is, you don't eat anything from morning to evening. And when you are breaking at evening, you break with cucumber. Hallelujah. Break it. Cucumber. Watermelon. Pineapple. Apple. Banana. You wake up at night, you will pray. Nobody needs to wake you. You must wake up. You must wake up. You must wake up. You get to the office, your eyes will be sparkling. Why? Because, but you know, these things are good. They detoxify the body, cleanses the system. You know, when you go to the toilet, you will see yourself, you feel light, and you flow easily. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. James chapter 4, verse 7. Quickly, James chapter 4, verse 7. You know, fasting is very, very good. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let's continue. Verse 8. Draw near unto God, and he will draw near unto you. Cleanse your hands. And you see now, no, that's not where I wanted. That's not where I wanted. Praise the Lord. Where I wanted is when it talks about prayer. Okay, that's James chapter 5, verse 15. Says, verse 14, is there anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed anything, it shall be forgiven him. Praise the Lord. Say, the prayer of faith will raise up the sick. That is, we give the sick health. Prayer and fasting helps keep our health. Prayer helps fortify. It builds a wall of fire around about you. Keeps you secure from attack of the enemy. Brethren, these are keys that helps us to live a victorious life. In the book of Isaiah chapter 26, verse 2. He says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Prayer means you trust in God and not in your own power. Quickly, number four is, don't be weak. Don't be weak. Be violent. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. There are sometimes some things come as a challenge to us, and many of us take it and we just accept it. Reject it. Diabetes killed somebody in your lineage, and your mother told you that she went somewhere and they said her blood sugar level is dancing yo-yo. Then the next time you start feeling something, say, hey, diabetes, hey, that is not your portion. Reject it. Be violent against it. Stand up against it. Don't accept what is wrong. Don't believe in the evil report. I have this belief that whatever torments my parents cannot torment me. It's not possible. And whatever battles I've fought, I've won, can never resurface in the life of my kids. Myself and my younger brother, we used to say something. We said, Latoritiwa, certain things must die. We'll call ourselves together and we pray. Negative things in the negative patterns in the family, say, from us, this is ending. That is, it will even manifest in our own life. Not to talk of the life of our children. You must be violent. Don't say, ah, that my headache has come. Who says it's your headache? When you were born, did they put headache as part of your name? Praise the Lord. That backache has come. You know, sometimes ago, I was having some issues in my health. And the devil now brought it and said, I'm sure you know that your mom too used to complain of this stomach thing, this and that. Initially, I started thinking, I said, I to tell them, you, mama, no man complain. I don't know if I told my wife. I said, ah. But after a while, I think a day or two, the pain was severe. Then I said, no, I cannot accept this. Started breaking the communion. We'll be taking the communion tonight. And off it goes. Perfect health. Brethren, you must understand that God does not want you to be in ill health. He wants you to be in perfect health. So reject, don't be weak. Be violent. Don't agree to the evil report concerning your health. Put up a fight. Regain your health. Regain it. Regain it. Believe the word of God. He says, by his stripes you are healed. Say, he has borne our infirmities. He has carried it upon himself. Therefore, I cannot be sick. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, confess positively. Don't confess negative. Confess positively, constantly, continually. And you see yourself taking dominion in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Finally, I want us to understand that good health is assigned to us by our relationship with Christ. By the fact that we are connected to Christ, we are connected to good health. And that is the portion of each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Let's rise up on our feet. Hallelujah.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.